The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We're so very happy that you're with us here on Texans Extra Points. Happy Battle Red Eve. That's right, the Texans taking on the Eagles tomorrow at NRG Stadium. Noon kickoff, Central Time, of course. My name's Drew Doherty. I can't wait to talk about this game and this matchup with the two guests I have this week. Sean Pendergast, of course, from Sports Radio 610. And we don't have Gangreen, we got Ganguly. Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com. I got to get the cheesy joke out of the way early, but we're going to have a lot of fun chopping it up. First, we got to get some quick hits out of the way, get you up to date with all the Texans news that happened this week. You know, last Sunday, Jadeveon Clowney, he played about 52% of the snaps. His knee was a little bit sore. It was the first bit of action we'd seen him in since week one. Well, he is day-to-day, as listed by Bill O'Brien, and he says, Clowney, that it's a process.
You know, it was a confidence thing, just building confidence in my leg, hanging out, just trying to get the feel of being back out there on the field. It's been, about 6 weeks since I played and have had pads on, so the game was just great for me just to be back out there on the field with my team and get that team win.
I think he'll be in there a little bit more. You know, we'll see how he feels throughout the week. I think it's still a process of not being out there for, you know, whatever it was, 7 weeks, and now coming back. You know, I don't think he's ready to play 80 plays in a game, but I think we can keep working him in there more.
So there's a decent chance that Clowney plays, probably going to play, but you will not likely see Brian Cushing. He's been working out on the side field all week with the Texans. And needless to say, his knee injury, very frustrating.
You know, it's never really easy. I mean, unfortunately, it's a situation that's came up, and, you know, I want to play, and it hurts every time I don't. But you get a little older, and you have to be a little bit more patient. You have to be a little smarter about how you approach the game and what level you're playing the game at. You know, you want to be as close to 100% as you can.
All right, tomorrow, it's the Eagles in town, and they bring with them the fifth-ranked offense in the NFL. But they have turned the ball over just a bit, 17 in all. That's second worst in the NFL. However, they move quickly, and that's the name of the game as far as J.J. Watt is concerned.
Anybody who's seen an Eagles game knows that they move quick. So that's one of those things that you need to make sure you prepare for throughout the week. And really, you need to make sure your communication's on point. You need to make sure everybody knows what they're doing and they get lined up and they do it properly.
They're definitely a defense where ball security's got to be stressed for us this week. They're very aggressive, whether it's on the back end or the guys rushing the passer. I think it's a very aggressive defense.
Those guys get up to the line of scrimmage very quickly, run a lot of plays, and can really get defenses gas. So we have to do as much as we can to stay on the field, convert third downs, and put up points.
All right, those are some of the key stories from the week that was. Sean, Tanya, let's talk about this matchup. You know, we've heard all week long about how fast, how up-tempo this Eagles offense is. Let's discuss the defense, though. We've got seven former Texans coming to town, two of them, Connor Barwin and D'Amico Ryans, doing a lot of nice things for that Eagles defense. What's the biggest challenge that Fitzpatrick and company are going to face across the line?
Well, yeah, you're right. The Texans have been a nice feeder system for the Eagles defense. Connor Barwin leading them in sacks and D'Amico Ryans leading them in tackles. And I think the two of them have taken kind of similar roles with that team as to the ones they had with the Texans a few years ago. I think they're going to be able to run the football, the Texans. The Eagles don't do that well against the run. I think they need to stay out of bad down and distance situations and putting Ryan Fitzpatrick in situations where he hasn't been good this year. You know, situations where he has to move around a little. When he starts to move around and move his feet, he's dangerous running the ball, but his football IQ drops a little bit and his decision making becomes a little sloppy. So I think they got to stay in favorable down and distance situations and keep Ryan Fitzpatrick from having to be a focal point in the game.
Yeah, he brings up a great point. You know, they're a top five defense, the Eagles, as are the Texans, on third down. So when they're in those manageable situations, obviously, I'm not breaking news here, things go better for the Texans.
Yeah, it gets a lot easier for them when first and second down go better and they're not in these, like, third and long situations. The one thing that I've been kind of looking at a lot this week too is the batted passes. Mm-hmm. It's not just J.J. Watt. Connor Barwin's second since 2012 in batted passes in the league, and that's not a coincidence. It's a Bill Kolar effect, Barwin was telling us this week. But, you know, that's something that they're going to have to look out for because that can be a really demoralizing play, almost as bad as a sack.
Yeah, you know, you can't bat Arian Foster, though, and we got to hit that quickly, but he's been nothing short of brilliant over the last month.
He's been phenomenal, and he looks to be back to kind of 2010, 2011 Arian, and I think it brings up an interesting point to me about kind of what last year may have meant to Arian. I know he's talked a lot this week about having to kind of reprove himself to a lot of people, but in an odd way, I kind of think the back surgery last year, maybe not for his back, it wasn't a good thing. I mean, he appears recovered from it. But I do think not having to play those last 10 weeks and playing in games that probably, let's face it, they wouldn't have been going for a playoff spot, I think that and the way they managed him in the preseason, you can see the freshness in his legs this year. And I think not having to take all those hits last year was probably a silver lining in all that.
Yeah, less tread on the tire. Okay, you brought up batted passes. I want to get to that after the break.
Okay.
Because when we come back, we got to talk a little bit about what this Texans defense can do to slow down Philadelphia. Jadeveon Clowney and company, they got their hands full. So does J.J. Watt. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points is just getting started, and we got to discuss a big, big matchup tomorrow afternoon.